wonderful to be here. It's like,
hallelujah.
Yes.
It's like, seem like the devil give us a battle.
Yeah.
A lot of people left.
Yeah.
But man, I'd rather have 4 or 5.
Amen.
Power coming down.
Amen, brother.
We're receiving power from on high. Yeah. Just have 100 people that don't know God. Praise the Lord.
You, Jesus.
Amen.
Right, brother.
We're going to start off with some scripture, and we're going back to some more scripture. But I want you to really pay attention to the reading of the Word this morning. In Hebrews 4th chapter 15th verse, it says, "For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmity, but was in all points tempted like as we are."
Yeah.
Yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know what kind of infirmity you have in your life. Some one thing and some another. But whatever it is that you're dealing with, Jesus has already been there. And I'd hate to know that I claim to be a Christian saved by the grace of God, and I still couldn't feel nothing.
Yeah.
I'm glad for what I feel.
Amen.
That I know then that everything is all right. Because He was there, He was tempted, like as we are. Everything that you can imagine that you've gone through, He's already been there.
Yeah.
Let's go back. Now you keep this scripture in mind. Let's go back. And sometime or another, I have preached from this, maybe more than one, but I don't know. But I really felt strong going back there this morning. It's a scripture, it's a story you don't hear very often. You don't hear nobody saying much about it. In the 15th chapter of Matthew, we'll start with the 21st verse. "Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of this same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievous, vexed with a devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then come she and worship him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to the dogs. And she said, True, Lord. Yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thine faith. Be it unto thee, even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour." Now, we have not a great high priest that cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. This woman that's become to him was counted as a dog.
Yeah.
An outcast that had no hope. And what did she say? Lord, have mercy
right.
on me.
Uh-huh.
Thou son of David,
yeah.
my daughter, I no doubt, as I'm going to use my own words, she's out of control.
Yeah.
She won't listen to nothing I say. She's just doing everything that you can imagine. Lord, I need help. This woman, I had an infirmity. I listened and he was touched. But you know, when she come to him, and said, Lord, I have mercy on me. He answered her. Not a word. It sounded to me like he was between a rock and a hard place at this time. Maybe he didn't know what to say. And she was crying after the disciples. They didn't have nothing to say. They couldn't help her. They didn't know what to do. They come and besought him, Lord, send her away.
Yeah.
She's following us, crying after us. She's a bother of us. Send her away. She come back and said, Lord, help me. Man, his heart was mad.
Yeah.
He just couldn't turn her away. Even though he was sin, but to the lost sheep, whatever he was about the Jews, and about the synagogues, healing, and doing his miracles, going about, doing good, and no doubt everybody was saying, this man, he's a healing, doing real good. Listen, she built up some kind of faith in him. Just get to him. Maybe he would have mercy on me. Listen today, whenever she said, Lord, help me.
Yeah.
He got a notion. He said, it is not meet. For us to cast the children's bread to the dogs.
Yeah.
But she said, Lord, that is true. But the dogs eating the crumbs under the master's table. The miracles and the things that you're doing. In the building of her faith. I know we're cast out. We're counted as dogs. I don't have no hope. This priest, high priest, he said, and we don't have a high priest. Cannot be touched. With the feet of our infirmity. Whenever she saw, her heart was breaking because her daughter, I was going wild.
Yeah.
I couldn't do nothing with her. He come to seek and to save that which is lost.
Yeah.
Ain't you glad that when she become a joint heir with him, she become a sister. Listen, and he said, woman, he said, great is thy faith. Your daughter is made whole from that very same heir. I'm telling you that the Lord in whom we serve, he knows your heart. He knows what we stand in need of. And he will give us our heart's desire.
Yeah.
He will give us our needs.
Yes, he will.
The fallen words, the crumbs, you might say from a righteous man. I'll tell you a little story. One time I was lost. I was single. I was in Indiana. And this righteous man, I felt like he was ready to go. A great man of God. But he was good to me. Somehow or another, he took an interest in me. And he would tell me about the saving grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. I was lost. But one day, me and my aunt, we started from Anderson, Indiana. I got way down on the interstate. And my car, it just blowed up. The timing gear had busted. The timing chain had broke.
Bless the Lord.
And the water went everywhere. Boy, all of a sudden there was a car whizzed around us, and the brake lights come on, and he went away down yonder. He threw it in reverse and come back. He backed up fire and this old preacher. I believe you'll put three people out to help you and you'll affirm you and bring you where the Lord wants you.
Amen.
Yeah.
He jumped out and he said, what's going on, man? He said, is there any way I can help you? I don't know. I just don't know. He said, I'll tell you what I'll do. He said, I'm going to get behind you and I'm going to push you down. It's about 10 miles down here to a get off place. He pushed us all the way down there with his new car. And he didn't leave us alone. He said, you sit there still, I'm going to find somebody. I will fix your car. He took off and went around over to town. He come back directly. He said, I found a mechanic right down there. They're going to fix your car. Listen, whenever he got behind me and pushed me on down there to the garage, he said, is there anything else I can do for you? I said, man, he was going to Moss, Tennessee to hold a funeral. I said, there's one more thing you can do for me. I said, will you take my aunt, will you? He said, I'll take her where she wants to go. He took her. She was an elderly woman. And he took her to Livingston, Tennessee. But let me tell you something. His words that fell upon my ears was crumbs of righteousness to me.
Yeah.
You know what? He had a whole lot to do with me getting saved. He was a full-blooded Mexican. You talk about preaching the Word of God. It went on a few years. Of course, I had got married and got saved. Kathy come along. And they invited this man to come to Highland to hold a revival. And let me tell you what, whenever the power of God come down on him, you could hear him spinning his wheels outside. Boy, you better get out of the door, because whenever he entered that door, he was in a full run. And Kathy didn't come to me. One night, at 6 years old, she went to that old man. I'm crying. And he got down. He said, honey, you need to go to Auburn, you know. She said, that's how you get that. Mm-hmm. Hey, man. Time went on. Time went on. I guess she was already married by now, but it bared upon her mind. She said, Daddy, can you get a hold of Gilbert Motto? I'd like to hear him preach one more time. And he happened to be down in this area, and I got a hold of him, and I called him. He come to Woody and preach for us one more time. I ain't seen him, nor heard it from him since. Of course, he went on home. But let me tell you something. Whatever we're going through, this woman was an outcast. They called her a dog.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Gentile was called dog.
Yeah.
They was no good. They was cast out. They was separated. I listened to fallen words. That she was hearing. The good works. That he was doing. She built up a faith. In him. You might say this. And if they was a good doctor. Come to Livingston, Tennessee. And the news was around. Talking about what a good man he was. What a good doctor he was. You might not have seen him yet. But somehow, with your infirmity, you would like to go down and see that man. Because you build up some kind of a trust in him because of fallen words that are falling upon your ears.
Right.
That's what it's all about. And boy, he might have come to his home. His own received him not. But what if As many as receive Him, I give He power to become the sons of God. I'm saying that hit even us. We was counted. I was a sinner. A lost man. People didn't have much confidence in us.
Right.
Boy, when Jesus come along and He knew our family, He was touched to the heart, and He come on the scene. Listen, right now, I remember another woman in the Bible. She said, Lord, the little woman at the well, she said, when the Messiah comes, He will tell us all things. She was talking to Him, didn't even know Him.
Yeah.
Jesus knows where you need to be.
That's right.
When the Messiah comes, He will tell us all things. He said, I am He. I'm He. Listen, the Lord took care of this woman and made her son whole. There've been many boys and girls that wouldn't listen to mom and dad, struck off on their own in the outer darkness. But don't give up praying. Somebody sung a song. Somebody put out a song. Until the answer come, you gotta keep a praying. You gotta keep a praying until the answer come. No wonder this woman come to Jesus. How long has she been praying, seeking? Maybe some word people couldn't hear because she was outcast.
Yeah.
She built up enough nerve to go to a place head on. Face head on. She said, Lord, have mercy on me. He answered her, not a word.
Yeah.
I believe he was stunned. I don't know what happened to him. But he didn't say nothing. Then the disciples come back, Lord, send her away. We can't do that. I would not do that. But he said, it's not me that I give the good word of God to the dogs. I didn't come for the dogs. She said, we're eating under our master's table. We're hearing the following words. We're believing on you. We believe that you're exactly who you say you are.
Yeah.
Boy, compassion moved in. Mercy moved in. And he had compassion.
Mm-hmm.
Until the answer comes, you've got to keep praying.
Right.
If that boy or girl is lost in outer darkness, maybe they don't even realize they're lost. But you know they're lost. They're out of control and they won't listen to you. Pray. Mm-hmm. Wherever they're at, Jesus knows where they're at.
Amen.
He knows what they're going through.
That's right.
If He knows if they're nearing death, He knows exactly how to bring them down and bring them in.
Right.
According to your faith will He go. According to her faith, and the little girl was at home somewhere, He went to her and made her whole. At the same hour that she was praying and asking Him, Mama, prayer had compassion. He had compassion on the daughter.
Yeah.
And I can just imagine whenever that lady got home, she wasn't a dog no more. She belonged to the family of God.
Yeah.
And the little girl, I can just imagine, hi, Mom. How your day been? Mom, I love you. Mom, I don't know what's going on with me. I ain't got the devil no more. I'm safely saved. I believe the whole atmosphere was different because Jesus had been there.
Right.
I don't know why, but if you got an infirmity, it could be anything. Your infirmity could be anything. Somebody lost. Some kind of sickness, some kind of sorrow, something that this flesh takes on. And we can't do nothing about it. Doctors can't do nothing about it.
But we have not a great high priest that cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. He is touched. This woman, whenever he's told her about her little girl, he was touched. But, Lord, have mercy on me. That got his attention. But whenever she humbled herself, said, Lord, will you help me? Will you help me? That started the ball rolling. He talked to her a few minutes, and he seen the great faith that she had in him. Listen, that's what it's going to get us from here to there.
Yeah.
Is the faith that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. So, you have a few scattering words. Listen, Jesus is real.
That's right, amen.
And he loves us. Do we love him as he loves us?
Yeah.
Boy, we better work on it.
Yes.
Is it important for you to be at the house of God? Sure.
Yes.
Sure. But it's more important wherever you're at to serve God.
That's right. Amen.
You can't lock him out of your heart when you lock the doors when you leave.
That's right.
You take him with you. Mm-hmm. When you're gone, when I'm gone, this is just an empty building. But when we come in and the Lord is with us, mm-hmm. it fills a house with his love.
Right.
Amen. And his spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Let's stand. I don't know why. If you've got infirmity, if you want to glorify the Lord with, or you want to tell us about, or you want to testify, I believe that the Lord is wanting to hear from me and you.
Amen.
I believe. After your testimony, you think, well, it's not important. It may be more important than anything you've ever to do. It may be through that testimony that you've got that he will go to that son and daughter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It may be your obedience that he's going to take care of your infirmity.
Right.
I believe that with all of my heart. Yes. As we chief place spin, if you need to pray, you've got somebody heavy on your mind, bring them to God. Come boldly to the throne of grace, that we might obtain mercy, then find grace to help in a time of need. But we had to come first to the throne of grace. Would it be one? Would it be two? I don't know.
Bless.
There she comes. Okay. Preacher, I got a problem that I just deal with every day. I don't know what to do with it. Jesus said to bring it to him. Come boldly. What's boldly mean? I don't care what the world says or does. I'm going to serve God. I don't care what everybody else thinks. I'm going to see if he'll fix it for me. And he said, from that same hour, very same hour, her daughter was made whole. Listen. Let me leave this with you. The disciples are at that time and place didn't know what to do. But after Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection took his flight, then Peter and them boys, they know what to do. What did they do? They run up on somebody that needed help. They pointed them to Jesus. And that's what we do today. We just say, trust in Jesus. I can heal you. I can't fix your needs, but I can point you to one that can. These disciples didn't point her to Jesus. They didn't know what was going on at that time. And I said, Jesus seemed to me like he was between a rock and a hard place. He had to make a decision what he's going to do. And he's done the right thing.
Lord.
I feel like I appreciate you. I'd like to shake hands with you. I'd like to shake hands with you. We need to grow in the grace, knowledge.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Jesus Christ.
That's right. Amen.
Praise the Lord.